Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Greetings to you, my dear family, and thank you so much for joining us on this beautiful day as we go into another conversation in the humanitarian space. We are looking to have a chat with Brother Ethan Nkomo regarding the Rila Foundation. Now, we're looking at how small acts of kindness can actually create massive waves of change in our communities. And we're shining the spotlight, like I said, on this Rila Foundation. It's an incredible registered nonprofit organization, which is on a mission to bring practical relief, dignity, and even empowerment straight to the families who need it most, from delivering essential food parcels to clothing to running their inspiring sanitary pad drive for schoolgirls within Women's Month. They are proving that community care is it's an everybody and everyday action, right? And today, we're going to be diving into the heart of their mission, looking at their big plans for sustainable youth and also their health initiatives, and finding out exactly how you, my dear friends, as you tune in, can get involved in helping them grow as well. Mr. Nkomo, good morning to you and welcome to Adventist World Radio.
Good morning.
Trusting that we find you well.
I am well, and how are you?
No, we're doing okay. Thank you so much, and thank you for taking the time to talk to us this morning as we go into this expose, if you will. Now, what inspired the creation of Rila Foundation? Who are they? What are they about? And what are some of those core values that drive the organization's daily service to families in need?
The Rila Foundation was created from a simple belief that basically everyone deserves dignity, hope, and an opportunity to live mm-hmm. a better life. Mm-hmm. As we looked around our communities, we saw families struggling with basic necessities such as food, clothing, hygiene products, and other essential needs. Mm-hmm. So instead of talking about these challenges only, we decided to become part of the solution and start working with these communities.
Okay.
Yeah.
Profound stuff. How do partnerships with other groups that you interact with in your communities, such as businesses and so forth, help you reach people who are in need?
Our partnerships are very essential because no organization can solve community challenges alone.
True.
So when businesses, churches, and schools or community organizations work together, we can combine resources or skills mm-hmm. to make a bigger impact. For example, one organization may provide food products, or one organization may help us with transport for when we're going with volunteers, or mm-hmm. one organization can identify families that need assistance. So we just help each other and Yeah.
That's profound, man, and that's profound. And we really appreciate what you and the team are doing right there. Can you share maybe a deeper message behind your current? I mean, we spoke about Women's Month as we're in August. The sanitary pad drive that's currently underway for schoolgirls.
Our sanitary pad drive is about much more than providing hygiene products. It mm-hmm. is about supporting education and protecting the girls' confidence. Many young girls, they actually miss school because they cannot afford mm. sanitary products. Mm. Something as simple as a pack of sanitary products can help a girl stay in class, continue learning, and pursue her dreams without unnecessary barriers. Mm-hmm. So this Women's Month, we want to remind people that empowering the youth can start with just a simple thing like donating a sanitary product. Mm, mm, mm.
And I like how you're saying it's more than just the actual hygiene product. It's about dignity, right? It's about actually education. It's about just a sense of self-worth in the people and amongst everybody else. And I think that's so profound to be doing this. And how's it going? Who are you targeting? Are you having a specific area that you're wanting to target? Or it's maybe just talk to us about the thinking behind it.
Well, the specific school, so basically we want to donate the sanitary pads to a specific school, so we're trying to get donations, monetary donations, and sometimes sanitary pads donations so that we can assist the school.
In which area is this?
Freedom Park. The okay. school is Freedom Park High School.
Perfect, perfect stuff. What are the most urgent resources or supplies, perhaps, that the foundation needs right now to keep up with the community needs that it's trying to fulfill?
At the moment, our greatest need is support for our sanitary pad drive. We are collecting sanitary pads, and yeah, every contribution can make a real difference. But beyond that, we also make donations to of food parcels, clothing, blankets, toiletries, diapers, and other essential household items. Financial contributions are also equally valuable because they allow us to respond quickly to urgent community needs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, most importantly, we need more people who are willing to partner with us, volunteer their time, or help spread awareness about our mission.
And maybe let's just deal with that. And I like how you've put out exactly clearly so what you guys are in need of from actual human capital to then the funds and then the resources out there. For somebody who's then saying, hey, I'm moved by your appeal. How can I get involved? Where can I send the resources? Maybe they've got pads of their own, or perhaps to say I've got funds. Talk to us about platforms where they can reach out to you.
I think our social media is the best place because that's where we have our numbers, or you can DM the social media manager, because we don't exactly have a place where you can send. So I think after a conversation through WhatsApp or Instagram, you can talk to us about where you are, and then we can find a way of getting whatever you want to give us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can go ahead and give us those social media. When you say social media,
Okay. Our TikTok is Ryla Foundation. It's Ryla _Foundation1.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Instagram, we are just Ryla Foundation straight.
Okay.
On Instagram, yeah.
And so on these platforms, is that where you're also getting the banking details and everything else is also on these platforms?
For now, we're using e-wallets and EFTs.
Okay. No, that's a problem then. Not a problem. How do you plan to move from a simple one-off donation drive to perhaps lasting, sustainable community programs? Is there something in the pipeline for something like that?
Emergency donation drives are important. Our long-term vision is sustainability. We want to build ongoing community programs that continue making a difference throughout the year. This includes community empowerment projects. We also want to strengthen partnerships with schools, local businesses, and other organizations so that support becomes continuous rather than seasonal. So our goal is to create opportunities that help people become independent and build stronger communities for generations to come.
Profound. Is there any way, any model that you're following through? Are you able to talk to us a bit more about the actual plans on what that looks like to come to these spaces, like you're saying, much more sustainable approach?
For now, we donate every 3 months to a specific community, but our wish is for us to donate monthly products like food, food groceries, and personal care groceries, along with clothes and blankets. Depending on the situation, let's say it's around winter, blankets would help. So when it's around May, June, July, maybe August, we donate food every month and personal care with blankets, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then a long-term goal is for us to be able to go to communities every Sunday and do soup kitchens, stuff like that. So, yeah, those are the long-term goals so that they can constantly have food and whatever they need.
Certainly, certainly. No, thank you so much for that. Well, thank you so much for your time, Ethan, this morning. Final words, anything you'd want to say to somebody out there who might be listening to this conversation or even to the podcast that will come out?
I'd like to say there are many ways people can get involved. You can donate sanitary pads, food, clothing, blankets, or other essential items. Financial contributions also help us respond to the urgent needs within the community. Every contribution, no matter how big or small, helps us bring hope and dignity to people who need it most. So together we can create stronger, healthier, and more empowered communities. That's all I have to say.
Wonderful stuff. Thank you, my brother. And God bless you and the Rila Foundation right there.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's Ethan Nkomo joining us this morning from the Rila Foundation. That's R-Y-L-L-A-R, Rila Foundation. Find them on the social spaces and get involved in the great work that these people are doing.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.